News desk.
The news.
News items. News items.
That's right. This is the Cult Faction News Blast coming at you full force. I like the addition to
sponsored
the
sponsored by the Diet Coca-Cola Report. I'm Ray Cokes.
Yeah. So this is our this is our second foray into delivering weekly news.
And you're already 30 seconds in. Just letting you know.
And as always, we are time bound by the Time Master that is Damien Hicks. Okay, so without further ado, even though we only managed 8 minutes last week and then he had to go at us for only doing 8 minutes as opposed to 15.
Yeah. Go, so, Paul.
So let's start with some flash news, 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 news. Okay, so Flash just come out and before it was released, there was a kind of, is it going to do well? Is it going to flop?
There was a lot against it. Ezra Miller himself wasn't the best PR poster for the film, was he?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But also, you know, mixed messages about the film because of, you know, yeah, the issues from some
the
of the stars.
DC issues, DCU issues, DCEU, whatever it is now.
That's right. So it's had its first proper outing at the box office and unfortunately hasn't done particularly well. It's made about £55 million domestically in the US, probably with about £75 million on the international market as well.
Bringing
the total up to $139 million. So for its first run, it's looking like it's going to be less than Black Adam, Eternals, Black Widow, and Uncharted. So what do we reckon? Is it, and without giving too much away, Brett, because I know that you've seen it.
You'll be able to hear about in episode 101.
Do we think it's an issue with the publicising of the film or lack of, and you know, they didn't have a lead star most of the promotional outings, or do we think it's still just DC films really struggling at the box office?
I would say, I mean, again, we'll touch on this in more detail later on in episode 101, but I'd say it's probably the best of the DC bunch, but it's whether or not people are willing to give it a chance after all the Snyderverse shenanigans and all that, where people have just sort of gone to see some, in some cases twice, because there's been two versions,
yeah,
and paid for it. You know, do they want to get stung again?
Yeah. And is it an issue for James Gunn? Because, you know, he's just taken the helm. This wasn't his film.
Again,
wasn't his baby.
I think that's part of the problem. People are like, James Gunn's in charge now. He's going to do it all from scratch again, and this time it'll be good. So why do we need all this hangover? Because there's still an Aquaman film to come out yet.
And we got Blue Beetle.
That's part of the new regime, though.
Well, is it? Because I've just seen a trailer for it.
Yeah,
so
Aquaman and Blue Beetle are leading into the new Superman film, which will be the official launch.
But they started production of that before he started.
Yeah, but he's same as Aquaman. That's already in the can, but he's somehow tied it in. Same as this, really.
Okay, so he's gone back to basics and trying to think big scale.
Because this was the big reset, really.
And hopefully he'll be able to have a bit of input at least into the latter stages of production.
But what's annoying is Ezra Miller's really good at this film. And, he shouldn't be in it. It's just sort of for all the things he's done. But, hey, we can all change and get better, people.
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Anything you want to add on that, Damien?
Nope.
Okay,
but
cool.
Basically, what we're saying is it's come out and hasn't even made half its budget yet, pretty much.
Yep.
Ooh, what's next, Paul?
Okay, so next up, Linda Hamilton to star in the fifth and final
Terminator
season. No, there's already been like six of them, haven't there?
Yeah, but three of them don't count. One does, and the other one you have to carry on and add the one.
Okay, so she's been confirmed to star in the fifth and final season of Stranger Things. We don't have too much details at the moment, but they revealed that Linda Hamilton's going to be joining the cast for the final episode.
I look forward to the two scenes that she's in, one of them for about 2 minutes and one of them for about 8 minutes, just explaining why her character's important before she either dies or disappears.
That's likely. What was she in recently? where she was like some sort of agent.
Resident Alien.
Resident
That's
Alien.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So is it going to be another one of those, we reckon?
Yeah, she just sort of pops up. But they released a Twitter image of her upside down, so...
Oh.
Maybe she's in the upside down or has obviously got
something
to do.
It's a secret code.
Who knows?
But I was excited Robert Englund was in it, and the 4 minutes he was in the whole season was brilliant.
But the last season was good. We all confirmed that the last season of Stranger Things
It is becoming nostalgia karaoke.
Oh, all right. Come on, Jesus Christ. You were completely different at the time.
I said I liked it, but it's not like the greatest show in the history of the universe.
We said it was an improvement on the others.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was better than the season before, 'cause that was boring as hell.
And the only real downside is it had running up that hill pretty much on loop.
Hopefully they can afford more than 2 songs for season 5.
Yeah,
let's hope so.
Although I do like Run Uphill and I do like Masters! Master! Master!
I thought you were playing footsie with me, but it's the dog. It's like, Brett, what are you doing, mate?
my tongue's longer.
Anyway, okay. So whilst that was being unveiled at Netflix's Tudum event in Brazil. It was also introduced by Terminator co-star Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was a really bad impression.
Yeah, don't do that again.
I'll practice for next week. Who's announced that there's going to be a second season of FUBAR. So I've seen a couple of those.
I've not seen it yet, but I've heard good things. Actually, I saw a clip on Gogglebox.
There you go. Not sure if that counts, but okay. So carrying on with stuff that Netflix has confirmed they're coming back. So Extraction 3 with Chris Hemsworth has been confirmed that they're going to make and produce that.
I don't even know what that is.
So it's kind of like a Mission Impossible type thing.
I like the one where he went to the future and fought aliens and then came back again. That was cool.
That wasn't Chris Hemsworth, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was, was it?
That was guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, it was Star-Lord. They all look the same now.
So
Hemsworth,
racist.
Star-Lord, and the other dude, Captain Kirk in the movies, Chris Pine.
I bet Star-Lord
is
probably really happy with that comparison.
Yeah. So if you'd like to do an interview with us, you can contact us at...
Explain to us why you don't all look the same.
Okay, carrying on. So James Gunn has confirmed that there will be a season 2 of Peacemaker.
When knows, probably the big thing, because he's got a lot on his plate at the moment.
Yeah, but he's got a whole studio now to command.
He doesn't have to direct it, does he?
Yeah.
I was just saying.
I know, yeah, but it's...
Is he going to give it up, though?
His wife's in it.
Still hand it over.
I don't think he will.
I don't think, no. I think that's one of the ones he'll keep.
Kill me now, I made a suggestion.
I reckon he'd give up doing Superman over that. And that's like the supposed to be the big new franchise thing for when he relaunches the DCU, EU, whichever one it is now.
Now that's going to be interesting as well, because there's been so many different attempts to bring Superman
they've been,
back.
They've been casting it for the last 4 months, and I think it was last week, they were down to like their last batch or whatever. But they never, I don't think they said a number.
Yeah. Is it a bad batch?
I just imagine, that's been good. I imagine there's some sort of still a few names hanging around hoping. But I don't know. Who would you have, Paul?
Nick Cage.
Would you have, Damien?
Nope. That's not for the podcast. That's not for news, is it?
You can speculate on news.
Nick Cage.
It's Superman.
You need to see The Flash, Paul.
I saw him in Teen Titans.
You didn't see The Flash.
I know, but I'd say he was Superman in Teen Titans Go to the movies.
Okay.
Superb.
What other news have we got then?
Okay, so Silo, season 2 has been confirmed from Apple.
I've heard nothing but good things about this, but I still can't remember what it's about.
So I've been talking about this on the podcast. Thanks for listening.
we talk about a lot of things. Once you start talking, I'll remember.
It's set in the future.
I thought you were about to say, once you start talking, I shut off.
set in the future, in a silo. Boy, hundreds of people living in a silo. They're not sure why. Can't remember how they got there. And there's a conspiracy.
Is it like, there's been a number of generations that have been in the site. Yeah. Okay.
There's some artifacts from the olden times that they're not allowed to really talk about. Or
a Game Boy.
If you have them, then you could get arrested. And the whole premise is, if you go outside, you're basically dead within 30 seconds. But are they? We all know there's a big conspiracy going on to either try and keep people in there, or there's people overseeing the silo.
Okay. But, yeah, I get you.
But
is it like that one where they were
Rebecca
all
Ferguson plays an engineer who ends up becoming the deputy, and has to try and solve the silo.
It sounds like that one where they were all on a spaceship and then they weren't really on a spaceship. It had never taken off.
They had them on there for
generations, which is quite good, but then they never did anything else with it.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah.
Spaceship that never took off, I think it was called.
So, yeah, I haven't seen all of this yet, so I don't know how it's going to end on.
Cool.
But it could absolutely be something like that, or there could be something
fun. Well, now that there's a season two, I'll give it a go, because I don't touch many things now until I know that it's either it has just finished and told the story, or it's got a season two, because otherwise, like, you just annoy me now and waste my time, TV executive bastards.
News desk.
The news.
News items.